Hello, and welcome to the Divorce Woman's Guide podcast, where we talk about the things us divorcees are thinking, but not always talking about, as we turn our divorce into the best gift you've ever been given. And I do so with a little bit of sass and a whole lot of class. I am your host, Wendy Sterling, founder of The Divorce Rehab. I am here to support you in this transition phase of your life so you can start your new, best chapter on your own terms. After all, that's what I did after my own divorce. And now it is my mission to change the conversation around divorce and help you see why your divorce, like mine, was the best gift you ever received. Everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Divorce Woman's Guide podcast. How are you doing? How is your summer going? I hope that it has been fantastic. I hope that you are enjoying yourselves. I hope that you are getting some much needed me time. Today's episode, I wanted to come in and do another What Would Wendy Do episode. And this is one that I asked my Facebook community, which is called the Divorce Rehab. I asked them what it was that they wanted to hear my advice, my coaching wisdom around. So I posed that question to the group. What would you want Wendy wisdom around? Something that you are dealing with in your life. And so one of the women in my group asked the following question. She said, how do you remind yourself to not focus on your old story, which is really your past, and put energy into your new story? So I get that question a lot. And to be honest with you guys, you know, we spend so much of our time running stories in our head. And the old stories that we are replaying are actually coming from when we were wee young children. You know, we grew up and we interacted with different adults, different friends, different people were coming in and out of our life. And they helped us to create a lot of the stories that we now continuously have on repeat. It's on just autopilot for us. It's the reason why we all stay in our old stories is because we are so predisposed to go to that natural old place. And so what I always like to tell my clients when, you know, you start noticing when you're going into story, when somebody starts kind of drifting away from the conversation, or if you are in a group and somebody points it out to you, those are really obvious times. But what this woman wanted to know is, what do you do if you don't even realize that you're in your story? And I want to give you guys some actual tips on how it is that you can start recognizing that you're in your story. And it has to do with really that inner negative voice within you that you think is trying to keep you safe. But at the end of the day, what they're actually doing is keeping you rooted in the safety of your old story. And so what I always recommend that my clients do, and that I want to recommend that each of you get to do moving forward, is to start recognizing in your body if there is a shift in sort of how it is that you have been feeling. So in other words, if you have been going along and everything is fine and you're feeling normal in your body, but then all of a sudden you get an email or you're in the middle of a conversation with somebody and you physically feel that there is a shift where you're in this happy place, and all of a sudden you feel a twinge of jealousy, you feel some frustration, some anger, resentment, fear of abandonment coming in. That's the moment where you realize that all of a sudden, oh my God, my body is having a physical reaction to what is occurring, or even the story is creating that physical reaction that's happening. And so step number one, again, you guys, is paying attention to your physical body. So many times we're thinking, oh, how do I change my mindset? Well, what I always talk about is that it's body over mind. So paying attention to how it is that your body is actually reacting to the language that is coming up inside of your head. And when you hear that language, be aware, have awareness, and take it a step further and be mindful of what your thoughts are. So ask yourself, is this actually true, or is this just something I've always assumed? Because there's a difference between fact and fiction. And a lot of times, actually 99% of the time, our stories are actually rooted in fiction because it is the story that you have continued to tell yourself. So you think that they're truth, but they're actually not. So when you get aware of your thoughts and you are mindful about them without judgment, ask yourself, wait, what do I know to be true? Is this even true? Now, there may be a small piece of it that has a little bit of truth in it, but you can also see the truth from another perspective. So instead of always defaulting and going back into the same story that you continue to tell yourself, I invite every single one of you guys to dare to think differently, to dare to create a different perspective, because what your inner critic, your negative voice, your gremlin is telling you when you're an old story is that there's something happening within you. There's an emotion coming up that is related to a fact, but you've been telling the story the same way. So identify what the truth is and create a different story, right? That's where you start focusing on shifting and creating your new story. I hope that that was helpful for you guys. I always love hearing your feedback and, you know, talking about inner critic and inner gremlin and those negative voices is an absolute main portion of all of what I teach, of what I do with my clients in both my group program and also in my private coaching program, because it's really important that you guys start recognizing that that voice is not you. It's not you. You think that it's you, but it's actually not. And when you're able to separate and distinguish who and what that voice is, you will get yourself on the path of creating a different story from a place that is more authentic and where it is that you guys actually want to head. That path that you get to create moving forward, that's where your new story lays. So I always love hearing your feedback. What landed for you in this episode? What was it that you enjoyed? What was an aha moment? What is something that you are going to take into practice? I always love hearing what it is that you guys are getting out of this. It helps me to help you guys. I will be back answering more questions. And if you are somebody who wants me to answer a question that you have and share my wisdom with you, please do not hesitate to send me an email, wendy@wendysterling.net. You can also post it in my private Facebook group that is public yet private, which is the Divorce Rehab. I'm always open and I read every single email that comes from you guys. So I hope you have a beautiful, wonderful rest of your day. Sending you tons of love, light, and joy as always. Mwah. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Divorced Woman's Guide podcast. If you like what you hear, please share this episode with someone you know or spread the word on social media. This is how I reach more divorcees around the world and provide them with the support they need to create their next best life. And I would also love to continue the conversation with you. So please friend me on Facebook, join my private Facebook group, The Divorce Rehab, and follow me on Instagram @DivorceRehabWithWendy. I'll see you next time.